The tale the hermit told. It was one afternoon when I was young in a village near here, which no one now remembers. Why, I will tell you. An afternoon of fiesta, with the bells of the hermitage echoing in the mountains, and a buzz of voices and dogs barking. Some said it could all be heard as far as Calatayud. I was a boy then, though at that perilous point when tiny things could terrify and amaze me. The dust in the village square had been watered down, and we waited, laughing and jostling the satin rumps of the gypsy dancers. Across from us, the girls, all lace and frills, fluttered like tissue paper. Then at a signal, as the charcoal burner's dog rolled over and over, shedding its ribbons, the village band blundered into tune, and the day began. The dancing dizzied me. There was one gypsy, unlike the others, tall, who spun on her feet, laughing to herself, lost in her own amazement. I watched her as though in a dream. All round, my uncles and other men were calling ole, while the women tittered and pouted. There were more feet than shoes, more wine than glasses, and more kisses than lips. The sun was burning. Next came a magician, an ugly, sly-eyed man, not from our district. Fiesta, fiesta, he called. Then, chanting a kind of spell, he swore he would conjure a live dove out of the air. I saw the dove's wing peeping from his pocket, so I wandered away, hating the sound of him, among the tables heavy with food and wine. And there was the gypsy girl, standing alone, head turned away to listen, as though she heard bells in the hills. She saw me, and her eyes, which were azure, not black, mocked me. I could not stop looking. Lightly she danced across, and keeping her eyes on mine, poured out a glass of golden wine and put it before me. I glanced from her eyes to the wine. In it, the sun was a small gold coin. The people looked like nuts. The band were brass buttons, the towering mountains the size of pebbles, the houses matchboxes about the thumbnail square. A miniature magician was letting loose a dove which floated upwards, and there in that golden glass-held afternoon were those mocking eyes. Time in that moment hung upside down. In a gulp, I drank the wine. What happened next? You must listen. Goggling boys, girls, dogs, band, gypsies, village, dove, magician, all rolled down my throat. Even the music glugged once and was gone. I was standing nowhere, horrified, alone, waiting for her eyes to appear and laugh the afternoon back, but nothing moved or happened. Nothing, nothing, nothing. All that night I lay in a clump of pines and seemed to hear the hunters with their dogs, unribboned now, closing to flush me out. I hid my face in the needles. All the next day I tried to wish the village back, to vomit the wine, to free the white dove and the music. I could not. And as time passed, I lived on bitter nuts and bark and grasses and grew used to the woods. I am still here on this barren mountainside. The years are nothing. Yet I am sure of this, that somewhere in my body there is fiesta with ribbon dogs, balloons, and children dancing in a lost village that only I remember. Often I have visions, and I hear voices I know call out. Was it the false magician who tempted me to magic? Or was it the gypsy girl who dropped her eyes in a glass and asked me to work wonders? Even now, in age, I wait to see her, still a girl, come spiraling through the woods, bringing her mystery to me, and with her eyes teaching me to undream myself and be a boy again, believing in a dove made out of air that circles overhead on a lost afternoon of fiesta.